This is a Fox News alert. Hurricane Idalia is hitting Florida's Big Bend. I'm Dave Anthony. The eye hit land a little over an hour ago in Keaton Beach, southeast of Tallahassee.
The National Hurricane Center expects storm surge to reach up to 16 feet.
Governor Ron DeSantis.
That level of storm surge is life-threatening.
Brian Norcross is a Fox weather hurricane specialist.
This is going to be a horrendous event. The thing that causes storm surge is the wind blowing on shore. The wind is still blowing on shore at 120 miles an hour here. This is very marshy land. There are a lot of rivers that go up, so all the water is going to go up those rivers miles inland.
And there's flooding from there down the Gulf Coast. Fox Weather's Robert Rays in Clearwater Beach.
For as far as I could see, both sides of this road, all full of water. And the city of Clearwater actually asking people that decided that they were not going to leave, even though there was mandatory evacuations, they asked them to not flush their toilets, not turn on their water until this is all receded. The sewer systems are being maxed out right now.
Idalia will move into Georgia next and could cause flooding there and along the Carolina coast. It'll be around Charleston this time tomorrow morning. It is sentencing day for Enrique Tarrio, the former leader of the Proud Boys, convicted of seditious conspiracy for his role in the 2021 Capitol riots.
He'll learn his fate at Washington's federal courthouse, which sits within view of the U.S. Capitol. He had already been arrested and ordered to leave Washington by the time Proud Boys members stormed the Capitol on January 6th, but prosecutors say he organized and led the attack from afar. They've recommended a 33-year prison sentence for him, nearly twice as long as the harshest punishment that has been handed down so far.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The economy did not grow as much as first thought in the second quarter. The government has revised GDP expansion from 2.4% down to 2.1%. America's listening to Fox News.
Lowe's knows how to save pros time and money. Right now, get 10% off select in-stock Trex Enhanced Naturals composite decking. And there's more. Now through September 1st, earn 3 times the bonus points per dollar on select pass load nailers and nails. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Trex offer valid 8/24 through 9/6. Selection varies by location. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid through 9/1.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Again, our top Fox News story, Hurricane Idalia pounding Florida's Big Bend area along the Gulf Coast. The eye crossed land at Keaton Beach, southeast of Tallahassee. A Category 3 storm with 125-mile-an-hour winds flooding areas along the coast with an up to 16-foot storm surge. It's another somber morning at the University of North Carolina. The day after a graduate student was charged with murdering a professor Monday, and he's now jailed without bail.
Classes are again canceled at UNC to remember Zi-Che Yen, whom school chancellor Kevin Guskowitz said was a brilliant teacher, and beyond that.
The beloved colleague, mentor, and a friend to so many on our campus, and a father to 2 young children.
Today he will be remembered at Chapel Hill in a customary way.
In honor of Dr. Yen's memory, we will ring the bell tower here on campus.
A moment of silence will follow. Yan's accused killer, Tai Lei Chi, was in court Tuesday to be charged with murder and gun possession. He'll face a judge again next month. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
2 months after the disaster at sea, when a submersible imploded on its way down to the Titanic wreckage, killing all 5 people on board, an unmanned expedition is being planned to go down to the Titanic, and it's facing a court challenge.
RMS Titanic Incorporated, a Georgia-based firm that owns the salvage rights to the shipwreck in the North Atlantic, is planning a 2024 expedition to recover items ranging from silverware to the ship's radio used to send distress calls. The U.S. government filing a lawsuit in Norfolk, Virginia, alleging this would deprive the wreck from protections Congress granted it and violate a pact with Britain to treat the site as a memorial to those who died when the vessel sank in 1912. RMST has said it does not intend to seek a permit. The suit states it needs approval from the U.S. Secretary of Commerce.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin on Wall Street. Stock futures mixed ahead of opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Nearly 700 people came out to the Cranert Center at the University of Illinois campus Saturday to buy their old theater costumes and props. The costuming director said they had over 6,000 hangers of clothing, now empty. Customers could buy a big bag for 10 bucks and take as much stuff as they could fit into it. The goal is to raise money for future projects. Well, to combat recent rash of Hyundai and Kia vehicle thefts tied to a nationwide social media trend, Urbana Police offering free steering wheel locks to Urbana residents who owned affected Kia and Hyundai models. Locks distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. City of Champaign appointing a new neighborhood services director. Ralph Kowalski taking over the position starting October 9. Kowalski currently serves as assistant director of the city's plan and development department and has more than 25 years experience as a city planner. And the fire at ADM's complex in Decatur finally extinguished. Fire officials are investigating the cause. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, Jim, thank you. Ahead of Brett Bielma, we check our weather. Meteorologist Greg Solier, what's going on with the Dahlia down in Florida, sir?
Well, landfall has been made over the past a couple of hours. A number of reporting stations, Coast Guard stations, 83 to 86 mile an hour wind gust there. But it did come ashore with the Hurricane Hunter estimates of wind speed upwards of a category 4. So in excess of 115, 120 mile an hour wind gust potential there. Tropical storm watches, warnings, hurricane watches and warnings extend all the way up into the Eastern Carolinas, the Outer Banks, and then west from there, flood watches in effect. We'll build high pressure aloft as the Atlantic Basin stays relatively busy for the foreseeable future. Nothing outside of Idalia expected to make landfall. Sinking air, even if it's September, it's going to be a late season spell of heat and humidity building over the holiday weekend and much of next week and probably beyond from there. 64 at the door this morning, 76 later on today. We'll freshen up the north northeast wind in the wake of some of those spotty showers of yesterday afternoon and evening time. Bright sunshine expected. Comfy cool tonight. A hint of early autumn by tomorrow morning at 48 to 52. For the day tomorrow, sunny and 77. No autumn in the forecast whatsoever. Here comes the warm-up on Friday, September 1, 83 with sunshine. And for the weekend, the rest of the holiday weekend, 88 Saturday afternoon. We'll kick it off at around 82 degrees, light wind, and a warm evening in store over at Memorial Stadium. And here comes the hot stuff for Sunday and Monday. High temperatures between 90 and 94 degrees. Hottest of the weather on Labor Day Monday. A little more humidity in the air. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm late Tuesday and or Wednesday. Don't bet on it though. High temperatures still into the low to mid 90s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
It's game week. We play Toledo. It's Saturday night. There are going to be a lot of people there. There's new season ticket holders, like 10,000 of them.
Yeah.
Head football coach. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Morning.
Head football coach is Brett Bielma. And I want to know how the girls are doing. Have they adapted to school? Do they like their new house?
It's back to school time.
And everybody loves the quote, if you question my recruiting, see my wife.
There
okay? You go. How are you?
I'm good, Stevie J. How are you guys?
We're good. All right, how are the girls? I mean, they've got the new home going. You're finally in the thing, and you're going to school, and they know what dad does now. Things are growing with the kids, aren't they?
It's absolutely incredible. You know, one of the bright sides of my job is during the summer when I do get a little time, we spend a lot of time with them, and by far, the older they get, the more questions they have, but the more fun it is. So it's really been a fun time, fun summer. But, yeah, all about the football got right now and seeing where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we all know if you step back from stuff, and I'm the guy that believes Brett Bielma is a really, really, really good football coach. There's a process. When you take a bad football team and make them good, there's a process. A couple steps forward, step back. You saw some of that last year. And as you grow, how do you – you got the Heisman watch, Johnny Newton, all these other things. You got more All-Americans, maybe preseason. You said it's a hope wish kind of – and I agree. But how do you temper that but not hurt their excitement? How do you do that?
Well, you know, I think today's kids, right, they just get so much more exposure than any other time in really college football history. And there's a lot of good to that. But also on the flip side, you got to, you know, one of the roles I carry as the head coach is to be the humbler, like let these guys know, hey, you are pretty good, but you're probably not as good as everybody thinks you are, right? And you know, this week in particular to play a Toledo team that, you know, has won more games in their conference than any other program over the last 6-7 years. Head coach is a very good football coach. They have over a dozen guys up for national awards, very similar to us as well. So it's a good football team that is coming here with an idea to take one away from us, and we got to prepare for that challenge for this Saturday night.
Okay, all right, so you can talk all you want. Do you think they hear that? Do they understand Toledo, that they're really good?
I think they do. Okay. And, you know, we also have a blessing. Johnny Newton is one of our best players. His brother is a wide receiver on Toledo, whom is up for a team that is up for a national award for the Blitnikoff, which is the best wide receiver in college football. So I know the respect is always good, but I do think our guys generally know that we're not a group of people that tell them just what they want to hear. We tell them the truth and the reality, and they've been really good. I would think fall camp has been one of the more enjoyable fall camps for me. I really like this team. I like their demeanor. We got to take every day for what it is, but I do like the way they work.
You can see, and you mentioned it in a clip a few weeks ago when the guys had their shirts off. So we look pretty good walking through an airport with no shirts, right?
You know, I do like the way these guys kind of have gone about their business. You know, we look like a football team. You know, I got the final NFL cuts last night, and I believe we had about 20 guys make NFL rosters that were University of Illinois alum. And fortunately for us, 10 of those 20, half of them have come out of just the last 2 years. So it's kind of been fun to see the growth, and now to see them continue their NFL careers. It's just a fun part of Illinois football right now, and hopefully it only gets better on Saturday.
And I heard you talking also about practicing in 105-degree heat or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And the process you take the guys through, pretty extraordinary, because if they don't play in any of that, they don't play at night. They get there, and it's kind of a new thing. You never want that, right?
No, with fall camp, kind of a blessing, but also a curse, was we did a lot of practice in the evenings. Four of our first six games are at night, and we just really did not have a lot of inclement weather, a lot of bad, or a lot of high temperatures. So to get that last week in a game week where we didn't have to play was huge. We had guys practicing in over 100-degree temperature, 2.5-3 hours, and that was really good for us. We survived it in advance, and then because we had this extra week of class, we were able to give the guys a little bit of downtime. And I thought Sunday night in particular, we looked really crisp, really clean. Monday is a day off for us, but Tuesday was another good practice. I'm excited. We'll get out here in about an hour out on the field with our guys for this week's prep. And really, today is probably the last heavy work day that we'll get before Saturday. So kind of a shine and polish on Thursday and a walkthrough on Friday and game day Saturday.
What's Brett Bielema's most excited about coming into their third season here?
To see the new players, see the new guys hit the field. When you've had a player in the past that's done a lot of really good things, your expectation level is there, but you've seen them respond, you've seen them do things, But bottom line, our top three quarterbacks have never taken a snap as an Illinois quarterback, right? So how those guys play is a big deal. Have a lot of newcomers. We had 120 players report to fall camp. 40 of those 120 had never been through a fall camp with us, so basically a third of the team had never been through a fall camp, which means they've never played in a game for us. So I'm excited to see them and our new coaches, right? Really to see that. And then for me as a head coach, we put a lot of emphasis. I heard you and Diane mention at the beginning, we have over 10,000 new season ticket holders.
Yeah.
Jen and I were able to do a couple cool things in the community to give some tickets back. And I think just to see the environment we're going to walk into, I'm excited for that as well.
I love that family lean that you have as a theme, and that's kind of supporting our reunion that's happening in 1983 with the Rose Bowl guys coming back. With you being from, what is it, Prophetstown, Illinois, were you following our U of I team in 1983?
I was. I kind of grew up an Illinois fan. I had a little orange crust towel on my bedpost. You're from Illinois. You should cheer for Illinois. Later in life, I was influenced by some others and actually ended up going to the other U of I, the University of Iowa, which was closer to me, actually. But I definitely was a big, I was 13 years old at the time when this happened. And, to see, I get a chance to be around this reunion on Friday night, and I get a chance to talk to them. So see a lot of names that were part of my childhood. It'll be a really cool experience.
Well, I tell you what, you say, I think you said this is kind of your last rodeo. A lot of times we'll get a great coach here, and the flight risk. You really are committed to. You build a big house. You're home, right? You're home, right?
You're not right.
Here's what I'm hearing on the streets, Brett. Kurt Ferentz going to leave. He's going to leave Iowa. He's going to leave. I mean, you love Illinois. You love being here, man.
Yeah, I'm excited, I think, in the community. But, in this building, the Smith Center, to be around, really, it's been fun for me the last year and a half is after the COVID when we got in, right, to do a lot of events, be around a lot of donors, supporters, the Smith family who made this building possible for us to be in every day. You've gotten to know them on a personal level, and many other guys that and families that have been huge assets to giving us some resources to be where we are. I told Josh last year and administration when this thing started coming, I know there's I hear that the talks and the communications, you know, there was a couple places I'd been, it opened up or are, could possibly open up. And I just said, hey, just put a no compete on any place. If you're worried about me going somewhere, especially in this conference, put a no compete. And that kind of took care of that conversation. I think this place is just beginning to see what it can be. You know, I don't know what this year is going to hold, but I do think we got a process that we are going through. Our kids understand it. Our older players teach our younger players, even some of our transfer guys that come in and have been with us only since January, and a couple of them just since July. I think they see right away, you know, the expectation here, and that's something you can't really replace.
All right, one more question. This front seven on defense is all I'm hearing about. Front seven. You've been in the business a long time. How, I mean, does this front seven defensively compare with anyone you've ever had?
You know, I've been fortunate to be some good players and some good teams, but I would say this defensive front, our D-line, our outside backers, and our linebacker room has got a chance to be one of the best I've been around. I was literally talking last night with a very close buddy of mine that's a head coach in the SEC that we played together. He just always kind of bounced ideas and thoughts, and it was interesting, you know, like he could tell my voice, right? There were some things that I was excited about, and he knows how we've been up front. I think that's the key to success, really, even on offense. Our defense front's getting a lot of attention, but Isaiah Adams and Julian Pearl, Josh Cruz, Zy Chrysler, I think our offensive line, obviously you always want more players and get a little bit more depth, but I really like the way our team is built up front and on both sides, offensively and defensively.
And you've got some depth, a little more depth than we've had, right? Illinois is generally one guy down, Stevie J plays. I mean, it's bad, but we're better than that. You got more guys now, don't you?
I like, you know, you really are probably only as good as your 1 through 50 roster spots, right? Like we take 74 to every home and away game that you kind of factor as your playing capacity. But, you know, I think we're deeper than we are, but there are still, as the case is probably always going to be here at Illinois, there's just a couple of positions on a year-to-year basis that, you know, the drop from 1 to 2 is pretty significant. But, you know, I do think we can piece some things together, and, you know, I'm excited to, you know, get the opportunity to play. And, you know, you have a lot of growth from game 1 to game 2. We do have a quick turnaround. We play Kansas on Friday, so a real quick turnaround. Come back the third week with Penn State here at home. So we got three out of the gate here that are a tremendous challenge, and we've been focusing on nothing but Toledo.
Listen, we're rooting for you. It is going to be electric because I think just like you, we're all excited to see your guys. We're all excited to see this team. The arrow's pointing up. We're fired up, and we're just hoping for the best for our Fighting Illini to stay healthy, play well, but keep it up. People love Brett Bielema. We appreciate you being on.
Thank you, Steve Jay. Appreciate it, Diane. You guys have a great week.
Thank you.
I gotcha.
That's right.
Brett Bielema.
Illinois football opening their 134th season. Illinois returning 10 all-conference players. We had Aaron Henry, who bumped up to defensive coordinator, 4 new assistants. He covered it all. That was a great chat with Coach Brett Bielema.
Appreciate his time. ESPN 93.5 on the Tavman's Towing phone line. We're going to break for the news. Come back. We have the text line. You want to text in 217-359-2255. And I like the listen to what he said about you can put, you know, no compete in any school you want because people are freaking out about Iowa. Kurt Ferentz is going to retire pretty soon. That's where Brett played. Mm-hmm. Played Iowa.
I know.
So he didn't want to go to build another house, does he? I mean, he's 54 or something years old. I got him. I've got him. If you can win 8 games a year, and I think this coaching group can do this. I think Brett and his teams can win 8 average. That's pretty tall.
Well, he's with us through 2028 right now.
Right now. And he'll be like 60. Come on. Nobody leaves when they're 60. So if he's here till he's 68, I predict he'll break Robert Zupke's all-time win record for most wins for an Illinois coach. I just, again...
Right now, looks that 14-year record is 110-70.
Right, with Wisconsin,
25
Arkansas,
years of collegiate
Illinois.
Coaching experience.
I'm not sure outside of John Makovic if anybody's ever gone 9-9 in the Big Ten. Maybe nobody. 9-9 in the Big Ten the first 2 years.
Right.
9-9. We'd have to look that one up because I don't think so. I mean, usually coaches come in, they go 0-11, 2.
Right.
I mean, because it's a rebuild, 5-year plan, all of that. And he comes in and then he...
Well, 06-12, he led Wisconsin to 3 Big Ten championships.
Well, 3 Rose Bowl wins. He didn't just go to the Rose Bowl. He won 3.
You're right.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, we'll be right back. That was Brett Bilma. Good job, Diane, getting him
Thank
up.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. It's ESPN 93.5 coming up at 8:20. Check your Fox Business. Get some more news, weather, and sports before we get out of here in about 40 minutes. 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana. ESPN 93.5.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Economic growth has been revised. The updated reading is slightly weaker for the spring. The gross domestic product for the spring quarter found economic growth at 2.1%. It was initially reported at 2.4%. There's another sign of the job market cooling slightly. Payroll processing company ADP says there were 177,000 new jobs created by private employers in August. The number is weaker than forecast, though July's report was revised higher. NVIDIA's partnership with Google to expand distribution of its AI technology helped the company to close at a record yesterday. The stock is higher today. PC maker HP Inc. reported disappointing earnings, though it sees artificial intelligence driving business late next year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Well, before you walk down the aisle, Busey suggests setting a solid financial footing. Their experts suggest the following tips for financial intimacy. Well, you and your spouse-to-be keep finances separate or combined. Couples that tackle money problems together and take responsibility for solving them will find that their relationship is better for it. Share credit? Well, you ought to tell them where I am with my credit. Let your spouse-to-be know your credit situation, vice versa. Develop a plan to shoot down existing debt. And decide how much you want to save as a couple. What is the plan for long term? You want to have a plan for how much you want to save and what kind of lifestyle you want to have when you retire. Whether you're just starting out or celebrating your milestone anniversary, Busey can provide you an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. They got it all. Personal, mortgage, business, cash management, wealth management. You can go to Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey member, FDIC.
Diane Ducey here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, it's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the NateEvansGroup.com.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com or call Chuck Ruth.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign. Way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
I love talking Kay Green, CU Ballet. Kay!
Well, good morning!
Kay Green, I just flashed back. Gracie was eight. She brought a little flyer, tryouts for CU Ballet. I said, honey, there are 100 little girls. They're only going to take 5. She wanted to try, and she became a little mouse. She was in the show.
Of course.
It was awesome. So you're looking for little mice and everybody else for this, right?
Yes, we're calling all cows and mice and soldiers to come visit us on Saturday, September 9th. And you know what, Stevie? We work really hard to be sure that the whole process, from the audition to whether you're cast or not cast, is a great experience. Because we just want kids to try and enjoy it while they're there. You know, that's our goal.
Now, some of the cast, obviously, is already getting lessons at CU Ballet, but boys age 5 to 11, girls age 5 to 10, with little or no experience, can be seen on Saturday, September 9th. What?
Yes. Yes. Any of them. We can take all of them. Our goal is just to expose kids to the art, and for us, of course, specifically the art of ballet.
Well,
it's a great sport.
It's a wonderful experience. I mean, it's such great experience for little kiddos to get. And Krannert is what? Well, it's Krannert, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
it's a high level deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the show's fantastic. I mean, they're going to be working around some future professional people.
Absolutely. Yep. It's from beginning to end. It's just a wonderful experience, and even for mom and dad too. It's great memories and photo opportunities and, you know, sugar plum fairy photos and all kinds of fun stuff. So, you know, we're a family at CU Ballet. We're a small organization, and we open our arms to one and all. So I hope everyone brings their children out to audition for the Nutcracker.
So that's September 9th. What are the times when you go to CU Ballet at 2816 West Clark Road in Champaign?
But so I tell you what, Diane, there's audition times vary from the age of the child. So if they hop on our website at cuballet.com, again, that's cuballet.com, there's a whole schedule there. So go down to the right corner and click on Learn More, and then the whole schedule will pop up for children of all ages, and they'll see their arrival time and their audition time, and all those details are there.
Awesome.
Come on, talent. Let's go. CUBallet.com. Kay Green, you're the best. We love talking to you.
Thank you. I love you guys so much, and thanks again for having me on.
Our pleasure. Anytime.
All the details found at CUBallet.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at MaxRecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do.
Illini fans, come out and enjoy two slices of Jets Detroit-style deep-dish pizza and a side of ranch at Street Fest coming September 9th from 1 to 7 p.m. with the Chowdown in Campus Town. Bring $5 to 6th Street between Healy and Green Streets and get two slices of Jets' famous Detroit-style pizza with that signature crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust. Street Fest on Saturday, September 9th with two slices of Jets. Everybody loves Jets. Better because it has to be.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin ductless mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing. housing lender, NMLS 435120.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Therese Crowley. Hurricane Idalia made landfall at Keaton Beach, Florida, as a Cat 3, 125-mile winds, now a Cat 2, with power outages, heavy storm surge covering beaches, roads, and causeways to Tampa and Clearwater. Fox Weather's Robert Ray.
We see at least a foot of water here coming in. Many of these roads are inundated around Clearwater Beach. This is what the anticipation was of this storm, as overnight it kicked up to a Category 4. Major hurricane as it's making its way to the southeast of Tallahassee. And by the way, this is a mandatory evacuation zone. They wanted everyone out by 7 p.m. last night before all these elements occurred. And we have the ebb and flow of the water that comes in and these winds and the rain bands.
Georgia expecting a Category 2 storm. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, South Central Illinois Training and Innovation Center now open. State leaders announcing the grand opening of the Regional Training Center for area high school students. The facility, which will provide career and technical training for school districts in Montgomery and Macoupin counties. Authorities investigating the cause of a train derailment in Chicago. It halted Metro Rock Island service. The train carrying about 600 passengers derailing near the LaSalle Street station. Nobody hurt. Passengers were transferred to another train, then taken the rest of the way to the LaSalle Street stop. City of Champaign appointing a new neighborhood services director. Rob Kowalski will be taking over the position starting October 9. He currently serves as assistant director of the city's planning and development department and has more than 25 years of experience as a city planner. The fire at ADM's complex in Decatur has been extinguished. Fire officials are investigating the cause. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com or call Chuck Ruth.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pard's.com, Pard's.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Ben Ev is Saturday, and all weather eyes focused on Idalia, having made landfall in that Big Bend country of Florida. Severe weather from tornado warnings down towards and around Central Florida and Orlando to flooding rainfall, moving its way up into the Central Panhandle and Southern Georgia as well. 83 mile per hour wind gust off some of the Coast Guard stations in that Big Bend area. There'll be a 15 to 16 foot storm surge having made landfall as well. With Idalia, redevelopment, perhaps reintensification just offshore of the Carolinas expected as that system moves to the north and northeast quickly over the next 24 hours or so. Back this way, a mostly sunny, cooler day's worth of weather at 76, a bit of a fresh northeast wind, clear country, cool tonight at 48 to 52 on the low. For the day tomorrow, sunny and 77, we'll warm up to 83 on Friday, close to 90 for the weekend, including low 80s at kickoff Saturday evening. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
When you've got an emergency, call Dogtown Heating and Air. Whether it's HVAC repair, plumbing repair, or choosing a new system for your home, Dogtown is here for you. They're an independently owned Lennox dealer, and they offer financing and repair for all makes and models. They also offer a maintenance program to protect and prolong the life of your equipment. Open 24/7 for your needs. Call Dogtown Heating and Air at 217-841-4728. That's 841-4728. Online at dogtownheatingandair.com.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit cuhabitat.org.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Yeah, watching Idalia, it's in the Bend, which is up near the Panhandle in Florida, and it hit the ground at hurricane four force. So obviously there's going to be millions without power. And the surge of the water, too, expected to be anywhere from 7 to, 15 feet. Anyway, crazy, crazy down there with a hurricane. That's going to affect, and it's going to go up the coast, affect Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina in the coming days. And then I think head out toward Bermuda. So it's significant, and we all know people live in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So we are dealing with, I guess this time of year tends to be not only hurricanes, hurricane season's been since, May? But toward the end, historically, I think they're worse.
It says 250,000 without power right now.
Yeah.
On the wind, it says 110 miles per hour. So it looks like the eye is between Jacksonville and Tallahassee right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, it's passing through there. We'll see what happens and what the Afro... It didn't sound like... Evan Brown from Fox News was on with us yesterday and said, it's not like you have to go a million miles. You might just go to higher ground.
Mm-hmm.
15 miles, 20 miles, find a place to go.
Right.
Hotels are going to be tough, but you might have friends or something.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's definitely all over the news, kind of nonstop 24/7. It's the story in America today. All right, 8:39, we'll check your sports headlines coming up.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Battery.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit interstatebatteries.com.
Brett Bielma told us this last half hour, said, you know, people thinking you're a flight risk. You know, Iowa coach is going to retire. You're going to take Iowa because you pay. he told Josh Whitman, put in there. No compete if schools open up. And yeah. If I'm Josh Whitman, I would have said any other team. Boom. That covers it. Compete. You can't compete against any. You can go coach high school if you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's it. All right, quick check of our sports headlines.
All right, we had the St. Louis Cardinals winning over the Padres 6-5 in what was it, 10 innings?
Yeah, extra innings.
I heard Aiden cheering late last night. Yeah. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Last night at Busch Stadium, Tommy Edman had the night off, but he saved the best for last.
Goldschmidt, the runner at first. Tommy Edman at the plate. First pitch is hit down the left field line towards the corner, and it's fair, and it's a walk-off base hit for Tommy Edman. Mason Wynn scores, and the Cardinals win 6-5 in extra innings. And they are mobbing Tommy Edman. They are picking him off the ground, and the Cardinal players are having a good time tonight. And so are the fans here at Busch Stadium.
The Cardinals won 6-5 over the Padres. Wilson Contreras had a couple of home runs. Great pitching out of the pen by Casey Lawrence. A win for Jojo Romero. 6-5, the Cardinals broke the four-game losing streak.
A great feel-good game at the ballpark for the Cardinals. Contreras, of course, came through with the hits. Good work at the end. Jojo Romero was outstanding. He picked up the victory.
The Cardinals go for the series win today. It's a day game at Busch Stadium. Miles Michaelis will deliver the first pitch at 1:15.
And we've got a day game for the Cubs with a 1:20 start using Kyle Hendricks on the mound against Milwaukee's Brandon Woodruff. Should be a great contest. Cubs win yesterday 1-0. Here's some audio.
Side, it'll get the job done. Throw to first in time. Coming in to score, the game's first run is Nico Horner.
That was the Bellinger's ground ball, and he said that was first inning. That was the only run.
Yep.
Cubs win 1-0 over Milwaukee and keep their wild card hopes alive.
Those are boring games to watch, even at Wrigley. Baltimore over Chicago White Sox 9-3, and they've got a 12:05 start. All our local favorite teams will be playing, so you might want to catch the games at Pia's for lunch with that Slugger Burger. We'll be there on Friday, essentially from 3 o'clock into the evening, because I'm going to be DJing and giving away stuff too.
Oh.
We already have Craig Swope on the agenda in the 4 o'clock hour as part of that 1983 Rose Bowl reunion that's happening as our University of Illinois faces Toledo's Rockets at 6:30 on September 2nd, and you could win tickets to the game. There's all kinds of drink specials. Make sure you're coming out. It's going to be a great time as we have The Drive after 3 with Lon Tay and Derek Piper. Okay. And Illinois Valparaiso, Illinois on top in volleyball. Next up, 5 o'clock on Friday at Huff Hall against Wichita State.
Christian went to Toledo for a tour.
Oh, yeah?
Because the golf team wanted him.
Okay.
He was supposed to play Division I golf in Toledo, and we visited, had a great Jamie Bros, the coach there. There were two things. Number one, they said you can't be civil engineering at Toledo. The golf schedule won't allow it. So he wanted to be civil engineering.
Okay.
Secondly, Christian said, I'll be sitting at a Toledo Rocket football game and thinking about Illinois.
Okay.
So he chose Parkland College, got to go to the national championship 2 years in a row, and the rest is history. Master's civil engineering, and he made the right call.
Yeah.
But Toledo did want him to come play golf there.
All in God's plan.
You betcha. All right, it is 8:44, so let me tell you about Amy, who needed to sell a home in Thomasboro for her mom, who needed the money for the assistance she was going to need for the senior care, which can be so prohibitive. Well, she interviewed the agent who sold the home across the street. He suggested listing a home for $130,000. Got with Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group. Nate's team. Now, they suggested $130,000, the other realtor. Nate said, no, 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 we can do better. 162. Mm. 32,000 more than the other agent wanted to list it at.
Gotta like that. You want to sell your home quickly and without the hassles of a traditional listing? Well, Nate Evans' partnership with Zillow can help. He can get you that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible. And call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. Don't let the bad advice from inexperienced agents, like would have been the case for Amy, cost you thousands of dollars. Just do an online search of Nate Evans Group and start packing.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ham is Saturday as expected. A couple of spotty showers yesterday, late afternoon and evening time. Mark the arrival of a cool front. We'll freshen up that north breeze for the day today. Temperatures a couple degrees below average, but a fine feel it will be. Same with the end part of the week, and a warm summery feel expected over the holiday weekend, including football Saturday evening. We'll kick it off with readings into the lower 80s with dry skies anticipated and light wind. Heat and humidity builds in here over the rest of the holiday weekend and the better part of next week two. Mostly sunny, cooler for the day today at 76 with the northeast wind at 8 to 16 in a bit gusty in open areas. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler. Lows will bottom out at 49 with a light northeast wind for the day tomorrow. Sunny, light wind in 77. Friday outlook, September 1st. Sunny, warmer at 83. Warm to 88 Saturday afternoon. 90 on Sunday into the low and even mid-90s here for Monday. Maybe a thunderstorm in one or two spots late Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. For CPG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Illini fans, get ready to join Stevie J Broadcasting at Pia's for our kickoff event after 3 p.m. on Friday, September 1st. The Illini will face Toledo at 6:30 on Saturday. We'll have tickets to the game, coolers, koozies, hats, shirts, as well as jerseys for some of your Illini favorites. The first U of I football game is the 83 Rose Bowl reunion. We're planning on some special guests to join myself, Ron Tay, and Derek Piper on the air live from Pia's Friday, September 1st as we say, go Illini! Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Diane's going to have tickets.
Oh, yeah.
For the game.
You bet.
So she'll have tickets. If you want to go to Pia's, there'll be a lot of things to sign up for, but you just might be able to talk Diane to giving you free tickets.
Maybe we should have a pair of that secret code, Stevie J. You whisper Stevie J to me that I know you are listening right now, and you get a pair.
Oh, unlikely. Anybody's going to remember from Wednesday to... Friday, that's two whole days.
Yeah,
I won't remember I was here 2 days
secret
from
word,
now. So
Stevie J.
Stevie J, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
After three on Friday.
And you'll give them two tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget.
That's right.
What if you run out?
Well, I'll keep some aside and
okay.
I'll give
right.
them to my people.
Diane says you say my name, you can
Stevie
get two free ones. Don't whisper. It sounds like Joe Biden.
It's working.
Why are you whispering, dude?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
My voice is failing me. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, Diane has been a little under the weather. Probably because of the Chris Jansen concert.
It was pretty raucous in Mahomet this weekend. And, I started to assess when I was laying there sick in bed that I'm really kind of doing too much for my age. So I'm going to start pulling back and all my volunteering and, focus on Aiden and his young adult chapter and... Try to get
don't
him
freak
up
everybody
speed.
Out. Not like you're not going to go host their event like you do four times a week.
Right.
So.
I just need to assess and just really do the really important ones or something. I don't know.
Well, now, then if you don't do it, they're not really important. Don't tell them that.
I mean, there's stuff that I'm passionate about that I've been doing since the get-go.
Well, you got your
the CU Autism Walk,
sure.
For instance.
Autism Walk.
From the beginning, yeah. I've been emceeing that one. So I'll definitely stick with that since I have a kid like that. And, it's something I'm passionate about.
Sure.
But, I looking at life and thinking about how much money am I making in return, and you know, that's a big donut on all this stuff that I'm doing.
Well, you've done more than anyone ever.
I do have a tendency to call people, and they'll take the call. So I do like that. And many a times people come up and they'll say, "Oh yeah, I remember when you used to MC the blah 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 or neighborhood nights, for instance, every Wednesday with the Urbana Park District and the live shows there, and you know, Crisis Nursery and their touch a truck happened, and that was out in the heat, and that was a strain on me. I mean, I was down for the rest of the weekend on that weekend."
All right, so Diane Ducey right now has committed to slowing it down.
Reassessing.
If you want her to do your thing, you better call early.
There you go.
That's She'll do that. Anyway, good to have Brett Bielma on earlier.
Yes.
He sounded great. He's excited. I said, what are you most excited? To see the new guys.
Yeah.
I mean, how do they respond? We have three quarterbacks, and none of them have taken a football snap at the University of Illinois. And normally you go, roll, roll. You know, one thing we're really, really good at, it's called in the trenches. You're really good down low in the offensive and defensive line. Generally, by the third or fourth quarter, that wears on a team. They can stay with you for a half, but it kind of beats you up toward the end of the game. You're tired.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very natural for that to happen. So you got that going on. So I love the fact that we're really good. And he said that this front seven on defense, because I'm hearing this is the best front seven in the United States. Now, keep in mind, Georgia plays football, and so does Alabama. And you're telling me my front seven is that good? We've never had that. I promise you that. We've never had a front seven defensively that... Hey, we take the Alabama. No, not Alabama. We'll take Illinois line on that.
Well, and Aaron Henry is the newly promoted defensive coordinator. So, and I know Illinois returned 10 all conference players. So that helps too.
Well, I wonder what that Purdue week's going to be like. Ryan Walters, the head coach over Purdue, our former defensive coordinator.
Yes.
Brett's not going to want to lose that one.
Right.
But that's at Purdue, and that could be a night game.
Oh my goodness.
That could be feisty.
So we have 2 6:30s out of the gate. One Saturday, and then one in Kansas on Friday. And then I believe the Penn State game is 11 a.m.
Yeah, okay. So, we Toledo, if they beat Illinois, they think they can run the table and go undefeated. That's how good Toledo's supposed to be?
Well, they're the reigning MAC champion, so those Rockets are going to be fired up.
Well, they won their bowl game. And they got this Daquan Quinn, is that his name? Really talented. And can really run. And they're trying to get more accuracy on his pass. Sometimes he's been a little bit too cavalier, throwing it in crowded areas.
Mm-hmm.
Hope we can make him pay for that. And then can we get a pass rush? Because Toledo's, what they're going to do is they're going to drop back 2 steps and throw it. They're not going to let Johnny Newton have time to pass rush. You just go quick. So quick outs, quick this. And we don't know about our secondary. We don't know about those guys because they all went to the NFL. All 4 of them.
Right.
So we've got some new people. And don't be freaking out at the third quarter for losing. Might happen. We can beat them, but it's probably going to be within a 2-touchdown game, right?
Right.
Either way, I'm hoping that we play. If we don't really have the turnovers and make mistakes, a lot of penalties, I think we win. I think if it's not competitive, if we beat them, like beat them, might be time to get a little excited here.
Yeah.
Because it's a good quality
That'll
team.
That'll get some mo going. Well, we're coming off our bowl berth in 22 and then our 8-5 record. You know, this is Brett Bielma's third year, so he's a little more comfortable. And I think things are looking good.
Well,
so.
It is. The arrow's pointing up. And I told him, I said, usually, you know, our two deep is like, first guy goes down, Stevie J plays. And it's like, whoa, man, we're that... Not as bad anymore. We're starting to get more. He said a top 50 is the key. A guy just knows everything about football.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got Barry Lunny, who's a future head coach.
Yeah.
And no doubt about that. He's
absolutely
offensive coordinator. So,
mm-hmm.
And Aaron Henry, we're wishing him the best on defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy to step in for the nation's number one defense.
I know that.
Good. You got to take over for John Wooden. Mike Krzyzewski. You're going to be the next coach. All right, Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
Glad you're feeling better.
Yes.
And good to have you back. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. John Decker from Gray Television, White House correspondent, will be on to highlight the program. Also, our law enforcement official of the month is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to kick off for September a day early.
That's right.
And get that going because we honor police here every single month, thanking them for protecting and serving and being the difference between anarchy and peace. That's the police. We appreciate them very much, and we
talk about it every month. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a terrific Thursday.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwash or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's SarahChampaign.com.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebate on the Dyack and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild. But they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. And make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you're off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items.
As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Running back Miles Gaskin, released by the Dolphins yesterday, is signing with the Vikings on their active roster. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, he'll help alleviate thin depth behind Alexander Mattison, who is replacing